Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye. Not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first. Someone who listens. Someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, founder of Heisey Advisory Group and your host for Your Retirement Highway. Normally, Steve Mahler will join me, but he's off on some vacation, and we have the star of the show with us today, my beautiful wife, my business partner, and co-founder of Heisey Advisory Group, and she joins us every once in a while, and we have the privilege and honor of having you on. Welcome, honey.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here. You guys never let me come on the show anymore.
Well, you know, we need to get you on more because I think our audience would love to hear you a little bit more. And we're going to talk even later on in the show about women and the financial matters for women specifically. But I thought for today we'd start out maybe talk about you and me and our story and kind of Heisey Advisory Group. A lot of you listening, our clients, you know our story. Many of you have been listening for the last 4 years now on the show. Some of you maybe are new and maybe don't know the story. And so I wanted to do that. But before I get into that, I just wanted to let you know that if you do have questions, anything that you're looking for in your financial plan, feel free to reach out and give us a call. That number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Or you can always reach us on the web. It's yourretirementhighway.com. I almost said our other website, the HeiseyAdvisoryGroup.com. You can reach us on both of them, actually. So our story.
You're not going to tell anything personal, are you now?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay. I might cut you off.
It was an interesting day. January 27th, 2005, it's when the two of us met. We were actually at a business meeting in Chicago and got to know each other. And I lived up in Milwaukee. Lori lived here in St. Louis. And we got to chatting and we got to communicating and we started dating. And along the process, I feel I'm really good at being a financial advisor. But as a dating person, I'm probably not all that smart because I brought Lori up to Milwaukee in the dead of winter. It was January, February, something, one of those cold, miserable months. And I still remember the look on your face when you saw these snow piles that were 15 feet high because they had a lot of snow and the snow plows were piling them up in parking lots.
Yeah, they looked like dirt piles. I looked at you and said, "What is that?" I'd never seen snow piles, and I'm originally from Michigan, so that was a little bit shocking to me.
And the first thing she said was, if we're going to go any further in this relationship, you just need to know I live in St. Louis, and I'm not moving up to Milwaukee. So guess where I ended up?
Yeah, who could have won that battle?
I'm here in St. Louis, absolutely. And it's worked out really good. We took and we decided to start our own independent financial planning firm. That's Heise Advisory Group. And we did that with the purpose to empower individuals just like you to retire with confidence through purposeful planning. In fact, to make a difference in every life we touch and to enable families to fulfill their dreams. That's on the wall in our office. So when you come into the office, you'll see that that mission statement is there, and we live by that every day.
Yeah, and I think it kind of goes to the story of how you personally got involved and how our passion grew to be able to help couples and families plan for their retirement. But your experience with your parents was certainly eye-opening and is what kind of brought you to the table. And then I jumped on board with that. And it's been very exciting and very rewarding to be able to help so many families over these many, many years in planning.
And that experience with my mom and dad was 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Time goes by. What we're discussing, I'm a former construction manager, recovering engineer. That was my business that I was in. And when my mom and dad retired and I started to get involved and just started to kind of help them, give them a second set of eyes, I've always been the numbers guy, and started to realize some of the mistakes that mom and dad made, some of the bad sales practices that were taking place at the time, and really realized that they needed more personalized help. And so I got involved and I helped them. My dad had taken a pension without a survivorship for my mom, and that totally freaked me out, because if dad died prematurely, mom would be basically destitute because they lived on their Social Security and their pension. And so I decided from that experience that I actually grew up as a kid with this dream that I had to be like my dad and be a truck driver. I went to engineering school to have a career. And at that point, I found out that I had a passion. And that passion was for helping people plan their retirements, helping people make sure that when they pull the plug and they turn in that pink slip, that they're properly prepared to be able to withstand 20, 30, maybe even 40 years of retirement.
And I don't know, when you say mistakes that your parents, I don't know that it was necessarily a mistake. I think it's that people don't know what they don't know. And your parents were not getting sound advice. They didn't know that there was, that these were the things they should be doing. And I think that's true for a lot of our listeners.
That's very, very true. They weren't educated in financial matters. And you're right. There's a lot of stuff that they didn't know. And so that's when you end up starting to have to trust people just solely on trust instead of some knowledge, too.
Right. And I think that that's really what was so formative for you, is realizing that if your parents didn't know or understand these things, how many more people are out there that are just on a very high level surface that, you know, we think, okay, we're going to work 35, 40, 45 years. We turn in our resignation and we say, we're done. And now what? Well, we're going to get a check and life is going to go on. But it's not that simple. It's much more complicated. And there's a lot of things that fit into that to make that retirement all work. And I don't think your parents, and probably many people today, don't think about that.
And again, just as a reminder, it's Ken Heise and Lori Heise. We're husband and wife, and we're financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group, our own personal, independent, family-based financial planning firm. If you'd like to reach out to us, the number is 314-328-4400, or as always, on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So, like you were talking, it's about helping families transition from that workplace, from that accumulation phase, into this thing called retirement, where you've lived 30 or 40 years with a regular paycheck, and then all of a sudden you don't have a regular paycheck. And how do you put this all together to make sure that you don't run out of money? And so that's become our passion, and we do this as a husband and wife team. And I think that's really cool, because guys tend to relate to guys. And I think the women like having the ability to have some female advisors. We have you're licensed. We have Megan that's licensed. So it I think gives us a much rounder approach to how we're looking at our planning. Because when we do our planning work for you, we get the influence of both the husband's perspective and the wife's perspective.
Well, and I think men typically have a very different investment philosophy. If I look at you and me and our relationship, men are typically more aggressive. We women are much more conservative. We worry about things. And I'm not sure that husbands and wives always communicate that to each other. We just sort of go along in life and we've got money coming in and we're going about, we're raising our kids and we're doing our day-to-day thing. But do we really talk and do we really plan for and think about, well, what's your philosophy, Ken? How do you feel about money? How do you want to invest? Oftentimes it's the husband that is handling things. And so the husband and wife don't really communicate. And it's not till they get closer to retirement that they suddenly realize, well, wait a minute, we don't even have the same investment philosophy.
Or the same retirement dream.
Exactly.
How many times have we seen husbands and wives come in and they have completely polar opposite ideas of what they thought retirement was going to be? And half of the battle is the financial, but half the battle is really designing and understanding what their personal dream is. What is your personal dream for your retirement? And you need to think about that before you give that pink slip, because there's a whole behavioral psychological change that's happening. You're leaving your workplace. You're leaving all your friends at work, all your regular lunch buddies and all the different things and the routines that you had. And suddenly that's all gone and it's a different picture.
But also making sure that the advisor that you're working with understands and hears both of your voices, that that's being conveyed, because oftentimes maybe one of the spouses will meet with the advisor or they handle the money primarily, which we see quite often. And then when the wife comes in and you ladies, you know, maybe this isn't your favorite thing to do, but it's a very eye-opening experience, maybe for your spouse and for both of you, but it's very, very important that whoever you are working with understands how you feel about money, what you're thinking for your retirement, and that they hear both of you.
And if you don't have that relationship with a financial advisor, if you don't feel that they're listening to both the husband and wife, that's time to reach out and pick up the phone. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Let us be the one to help you. Come in and sit down with us. Let's have a vision meeting. Let's start talking about what your personal dream looks like. And let's help you formulate your vision for retirement. And then let us help you start to look at, how do we prepare you? How do we make sure that we understand what your spending budget is going to be to support that dream? How do you translate that into a plan to produce income so that you know you're going to have the cash flows during your retirement? And then create an investment plan to support your income plan, because your investments need to do different things when you retire, namely produce income as opposed to pure growth. And then you need to start looking at tax-efficient strategies. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk a little bit more, I think, about the women's perspective in our next segment. But then working in healthcare, working in estate plan, making sure you have legal documents, durable power of attorney documents. Wow, that's one of the most important financial documents today, because it used to be we had pensions and Social Security. Now we have 401ks and IRAs. They're all in individual names. And spouses, if your spouse has the money in their 401k, you need to have a durable power of attorney so that if, God forbid, they become incapacitated, that you have access to those funds without the complications of probate and guardianship and so forth. We open up a lot of people's eyes on that one when they come into the office. So again, if you're ready to be ready, if you're ready to come in and sit down and have a conversation, the number is 314-328-4400, 314-328-6000. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically to the women in the audience today.
Did you know that 90% of women will eventually be fully responsible for their household finances, and only 20% of women feel prepared to make informed financial decisions? I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group, and we want to help empower women to be fully prepared for retirement. Register for one of our upcoming seminars on Thursday, September 26th, or Tuesday, October 1st, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Whether you are single, married, widowed, or divorced, this event is designed to help you prepare to handle your finances. Call now to register at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. This is one of the most powerful retirement events we've ever hosted. Seating is limited. Call 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway, Ken Heise and my beautiful wife, Lori Heise, business partner, co-owner, co-creator of Heise Advisory Group. We have such a great, great time day in and day out working together, helping people like you solve your financial problems as you transition from your working years to the retirement years. We have a really awesome team. We have a great personalized approach to having fun with clients and having fun with each other. We're an office that is family-based and really believes in personalized attention. And so having Lori on the show today is fantastic. She doesn't get on here often enough, but she's on, and I know she has a little personal story she wants to share with you.
Yeah, I do, and I'm really excited to be here, and hope that this opportunity is more frequent. But
we'll think about it.
And I know you know the statistic, Ken, but for those of you that are listening, did you know that 90% of all women will eventually be solely in charge of their household finances? And It reminds me of when I was growing up, my grandfather always controlled the family finances. But my grandmother really, you know, she just didn't seem that interested in their financial plan. She knew my grandfather would, you know, always take care of things. And even back in the 70s, when my grandfather was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, she, I don't know, maybe it just didn't seem real to her, but she just wasn't involved. And thankfully, after my grandfather's diagnosis, he did live a very long life, but many years ago, my grandfather passed away. And my grandmother was a widow and was forced now to, you know, find out about how their finances worked, you know, what was going on.
She was at the worst possible time.
At the worst when you're grieving and it's just not a good time. And she didn't know that my grandfather had taken a pension, chosen single life, much like what was happening with your parents when, you know, you came to learn about this. They had very little savings, no life insurance, and she was going to be forced to live off of her Social Security. And now, almost 20 years later, my grandmother was living on Medicaid and Social Security. And if she would have maybe gotten involved or been, you know, kind of involved with the financial planning with the advisor, she could have expressed her concerns and, you know, would have been more prepared when my grandfather passed away. And those are some of the things that we really, really want to impress upon. And ladies out there listening, to be involved, come in. And whether it's something that you really, it's not your passion, completely understand that. But don't let it be your passion when it's too late. And now you're trying to pick up the pieces at one of the worst times in your life.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with some statistics, and I don't like using a ton of statistics, but I think getting this point across to you is so critical. You know, back in 1900, the average life expectancy was age 47, and that's changed dramatically. Today, men, the life expectancy is 82, women, 85. But here's the interesting piece. If you're a married couple, your life expectancy is age 89. It's longer for couples that are married. And you have a 50% chance, if you're married, one of the two of you is going to live till age 92. And a 25% chance that one of you will live to age 97. That's directly from the Social Security Administration. 25% chance one of you will be till 97, 50% chance one of you will live to 92. And who do you think is generally the survivor of a husband and wife?
Me.
It's the women.
It's us.
It's a vast majority of women. And ladies, this transition of wealth and assets that's going to occur over the next 20 or 30 years is powerful. But the problem is, if you don't know where you're going, you might not like where you end up. And planning for the longevity of a spouse, planning for the tax implications that starts to imply. Many of you have done a great job of building wealth, and you've built a lot of savings, but so much of it is in the 401k and IRA. It's a tax time bomb. It's what I call the beast. And the problem with that is, inside of those types of accounts, you have a debt, and that debt is to the IRS. The money has never been taxed, so you still owe that debt. And what I see is, as husband and wife are doing their planning, one of the biggest things that they're not thinking of,
Or preparing for.
Yeah, or not knowing what you don't know,
correct,
right, is the tax impact that's going to be there later for that surviving spouse. Because the required distributions, required minimum distributions, are still the same for the surviving spouse as they were for the married couple. And what that means is that the surviving spouse is a single taxpayer, and we all know who pays more taxes, married or single.
Well, of course, single.
The single people.
Right.
And we're looking at projections for our married couples, and we're seeing a lot of surviving spouses that are going to end up in 33% tax brackets, or potentially higher if the tax rates go up. Because we have that conversation all the time about whether you think tax rates will go up, right?
Oh, absolutely. And today it's very, very relevant and very important. And, you know, 20% of the women, only 20% really feel informed, much less to know anything about how their finances are positioned. They don't even feel prepared to make informed financial decisions. And our goal is to change that. And we want to help you as a couple. It's really important. It doesn't matter whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed. We want to help all of you. And if you are not involved with your spouse, maybe now is the time to take that step. And I know Ken can get pretty technical, and, you know, he's a numbers guy, and he's always talking about
statistics.
Hey, I'm
a recovering engineer.
Yeah, and for us ladies, that can get pretty boring. But the bottom line is that we do want to help you, and we want to keep this on simple terms to help you to understand. There's nothing more gratifying than when our families come in, and the wife will look, and she'll say, you know, I was really dreading this, but this was so helpful. Thank you. I really understand. And I want to know more. We want you to know more. You have a right to be informed. And these decisions are ultimately, in many, many cases, going to fall on us ladies. And I know for me, I don't want to be in that position of not
being
prepared.
Right. Absolutely. Again, just as a reminder, I'm Ken Heise. Lori Heise is with me, my wife, my beautiful business partner and soulmate. We are here.
And your boss. Don't forget about that.
Yes, she is the boss. Do not ever for a minute think that she's not. So if you'd like to know more, or you'd like to come in and set up a visit with us, the number is 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go to the web, yourretirementhighway.com. And as we're kind of going on today, starting to talk about finances and women, I wanted to make sure that we talk a little bit about a couple of upcoming events that we have designed specifically for the women. If you're 55 years and older, as a female, as a woman in finance, it again, what you said, it doesn't matter if you're married, you're divorced, you're single, right?
Widowed.
It is about empowering women. In fact, that's the title of the program we're doing. It's called Empowering Women. We're going to hold that event live Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. It's about 90 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hold it again on Tuesday, October 1st at 6 p.m. If you'd like to attend that, just reach out and call the office number directly. That number for the event is 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116.
We're finding and we're hearing more and more women that are feeling like they just don't know and want to be prepared and want to be informed and want to have this communication, you know, if you're married, back and forth with your husband. And again, as I said earlier, to make sure that you're working with an advisor that hears both of your voices, that understands. You know, listen, we all know as married couples, we don't all get along on everything. But I think when it comes to finances, even if you disagree, you have to come to some common ground because there is going to be a point in time where retirement's going to happen. And now you are forced to communicate. What if you want to hang out with your girlfriends and go to lunch and do volunteer work, but your husband's passion is to travel? Those are things you need to talk about now and understand how is your retirement plan and how are you set up income-wise to support those two different views and the different ideas that you have.
And as you go along in that process, really, really think and define those dreams together. Maybe you take a weekend and you go off somewhere and you get a hotel and you just spend the time and talk. Talk about your dream for retirement. Talk about what you want it to look like. And then also start to think in terms of what I call those go-go years, those first years of retirement. Get out there, live life, right? Because things change and your health changes and next thing you know, you're in what I call the slow go years. You're not moving around as much. You're not wanting to travel as much. And if you're lucky enough to live long, you get into the no go years. And I don't know if that's lucky or unlucky because the no go years don't look very appealing.
Yeah.
That's where my mom is right now at age 91. She's in her no go years. It's not nearly as exciting. And we're here. We've been here since 2007, and our sole purpose, as I said at the onset, is to empower individuals to retire with confidence through purposeful planning. Our mission is to make a difference in every life we touch and enable families to fulfill their dreams. So we're talking about your dreams. We're talking about helping you. We're talking about helping you from a holistic perspective as fiduciary financial advisors. We're a team. A family team that is here to build relationships and to work with you. So important that we do the radio show. So important that Lori and I wrote our own book. The book's called Your Retirement Highway. It's available on Amazon. I would encourage you, go out to Amazon. You can buy the book. You can download the book. But take a read through it. I think there's some really good, helpful information. And what did we put? 4 years of blood, sweat, and tears into
that. Yeah,
that
was definitely a labor of love, and we're very excited that it's out there for all of you to read, and hopefully there'll be things that can help guide you along in your retirement journey.
It's all about our passion. We do the radio show, we wrote the book, we teach the classes, and it's all about empowering and teaching and helping you understand retirement. So again, if you'd like to set up your own personal visit, pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. I have to say, it's been a blast. It's been a pleasure having you on the show again, Lori.
Thank you.
We do need to do this a lot more often. I know everybody likes to have Steve. We've had Megan on. We need to bring you on a lot more as well. So appreciate everybody's time today. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Have a wonderful week.
Did you know that 90% of women will eventually be fully responsible for their household finances, and only 20% of women feel prepared to make informed financial decisions? I'm Megan Miner of Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to help empower women to be fully prepared for retirement. Register for one of our upcoming seminars on Thursday, September 26th, or Tuesday, October 1st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Whether you're single, married, widowed, or divorced, this event is designed to help you prepare to handle your finances. Call now to register at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. This is one of our most powerful retirement events we've ever hosted. Seating is limited. Call 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HYSE Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. HYSE Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken HYSE and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HYSE Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.